This is class number 3 at the Shippensburg Bible School. Peter King's theme for the week is Jesus in the Old Testament, and the name of this class is Passover. Peter King.
Thank you, James. Well, good morning, everybody. Yes, we're going to talk about Passover today. It's a very, very well-known subject. I'll be surprised if you didn't know a very great deal about it. But we shall have one or two diversions along the way. We'll just see how much you know about those as well. Okay. There was a great event which preceded Passover. And it was the plagues which God brought on Egypt. Is there anybody who would like to have a stab at telling me how many plagues there were and exactly what they were, without looking at your Bibles? No? Well, I wouldn't when I was your age either. In fact, just over breakfast this morning, I ran through them. I could get the 10, maybe not in the right order, but just about made it. So, can you tell me any of the plagues? Any of the plagues at all? You remember look, Israel are in Egypt. God has said, "I'm going to bring you out with a powerful arm, and to soften Egypt up before they came out, God sent 10 plagues upon them." Now we need to know what they are. Would anybody like to have a stab at one of them?
Frogs.
Just one. Frogs. Can I borrow your pencil just for a moment, please? Now cross them off my list so that we don't... Thank you. I'll give it you back in a moment. So that we don't go over the same ones. I'll just mark off frogs. That's right. Frogs. Yeah. Any other one?
Locusts.
We'll cross him off. That was plague number 8. Yep. Pardon? Yep, that's fine, thank you. That was the first one, water to blood. Come on, we only got 3, 7 to go.
Hail,
that's one, yep. Hail. It was so bad was the hail that the fire ran along the ground.
Boils.
Boils, it's another one, nice one. Well, not a nice one, but it's an accurate one.
Darkness.
Pardon?
Darkness.
Darkness, yep. Last but one, it's always... Talk about that in a moment. It's always the last but one, darkness.
Death of the first one.
I wondered when we were coming to that one. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We need that one. And we need that one. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I need another 3. Moraine of beasts, the disease of the cows. That must have been something like foot and mouth disease.
Yeah.
That's right, but that's very good. Yeah, that's gone. 2 to go, I think.
Weren't there like flies?
Flies is one, yep, that's right. And now we need just one more.
Locust.
We've had locusts, James. I've been... mocking them off as you called them out. We need just one more. And the answer is lice. Horrible things. Ooh. Creepy things, hey? That's right. So in order, they were water to blood. You got that one easily. Frogs, you got that second. Lice was the third. Flies, moraine of beasts, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and death of the firstborn. And I now return the pen just to show that I'm not a pen thief. Actually, I am. My name's on all ecclesial walls. Beware Peter King, he steals pens. That's right. I'm sure you will have noticed that last but one plague was darkness. It preceded the death of the firstborn. What happened to Jesus? We've got to look for Jesus in all of this, kids. Always look for the Lord Jesus Christ. He dominates Scripture. He's in every page. The last but one plague was darkness, and the last plague was death of the firstborn. When the Lord Jesus Christ died, what preceded his death? Just darkness. It's always the same. Darkness preceded the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, and darkness preceded the death of the firstborn. So we open our books, please, at Exodus chapter 12. So important was this date going to be. God says, I want you to change your calendar. That's how important Passover was. And God said to them, this month shall be unto you the first month. We're going to call it Abib. A-B-I-B, Abib. Sometimes it's called Nisan. Same month. Abib, Nisan. Same month. And it equates to about, in the northern hemisphere here, we're about the same as you. It equates to our month of April. Springtime. When the Lord Jesus Christ also was crucified at that time. Because the giving of the Passover, the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ are twined just like that. Now let's have a look at some of the things that what you have to understand, kids, is that we're talking about a slave nation. They have been under the thumb of the Egyptians for so long, they're going to struggle to find their own identity. And God says, Israel are coming out of Egypt, and I'll bring them out with outstretched arms. I mean, if you want to follow that through, it becomes the most wonderful scripture you can ever find. God said, I'm going to redeem you with outstretched arms. And when Moses held his rod out over the Red Sea, after Passover, the waters parted. I'll redeem you with outstretched arms. But that is not the main thrust of the prophecy. Later on, by tomorrow, by God's grace, we'll talk more about outstretched arms and how God saved his people with outstretched arms. But for now, we're going to concentrate on the Passover and have a look at some of the laws concerning the Passover and apply it to the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. So first off, let's just read it first. Verse 3 of chapter 12, Exodus. Speak unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. He shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. He shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper doorpost of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, with unleavened bread, with bitter herbs, shall they eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, with the pertinence thereof. And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. That which remaineth, you shall burn with fire. Okay. So that was the law concerning a sacrifice called Passover. Now, this was not a sin offering. Maybe some other time we'll talk about the various offerings of God. But this was not a sin offering. This was a peace offering, something which they shared with God. Well, let's just look at the rules and we'll apply them to the Lord Jesus Christ. God said, we're going to change your calendar now. This is going to be the month Abib, the month Nisan. So this will be the first month of the year for you. It equates to about our April. God said, take out a lamb. You very seldom hear this, or a kid. They could actually offer a young goat. But you never, ever, ever hear of them offering a goat as a Passover gift. It was always a lamb, but they could take a goat if they wanted to, but it just so happens that they never did. So God said, take out a lamb, a male. God sent Jesus, you see. Must be a male. It must be in its first year, that is to say, in its prime. Now, when a person is 33 years old, they may not be able to throw a baseball ball as far as they could when they were 23. But at 33 years old, a man is not as good as he's ever going to get. He's still strong. He's mentally alert. He's as bright as he's ever going to be. He's a man when he's 33 is about at his best. Just like a lamb in the first year. Take a lamb that is at its best. God doesn't want something that's nearly like Jesus. He wants something that's exactly like Jesus. So you take a lamb that's in its prime, 1 year old. Jesus Christ was 33 years old when he became our offering. It must be perfect in every way. And to do that, to make sure that it was. I mean, this is... I question whether I could do this myself. Because I live in a Western world, and these people lived in almost the Eastern world, and their culture is totally different from ours. But God said, take the lamb and bring it into your house. On the 10th day of the month, take it into your house. So you bring, now, if your house is anything like mine, when I had children who were this big, I have two daughters, that lamb would have become a pet.